And welcome back to today's Radio Sports Page. It's time for another Let's Get to Know. And today we're joined by Norwalk Baseball senior left fielder Aiden Kane. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're just going to throw a bunch of questions at you here. We'll start out with some of your favorites. How about a pregame ritual you might have?
Ooh, okay. So I'm usually like one of the first ones to get dressed and get ready. I'm kind of like the one that has to tell everyone to get ready. But I enjoy like being prepared and being ready to go before the game is actually going, being mentally prepared.
And how about after the game? Do you have a post-game meal you like to eat or a place you like to hang out?
You know, post-game meal, I don't really eat much after the game, but sometimes, like, after baseball games, I'll stop by, like, Come and Go at Casey's or get, like, a slice of pizza or something like that, whatever they got out. Delicious, let me tell you.
Yeah, for sure. That's a winner. How about in school, favorite class or subject?
All right, my teammates are going to be very against this one, but I actually really enjoyed math. So, I don't know. I just always found it easier than English, which I know I speak it every day, but who knows? It's still hard.
Right. How about a favorite movie or two that you have right now?
Ooh, okay. So when it comes to my favorite movie, it's Central Intelligence All Time. Like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart, great comedy duo. I just find that so funny. And then last night before I went to bed, I watched Jumanji again, like the first one. Such a good movie.
Okay. How about favorite holiday?
Ooh, Christmas. Christmas, no doubt. I'm a religious person, so I mean, Christmas kind of comes first.
Awesome. What other high school sports and activities you're a part of?
Yeah, most definitely. I did football for 4 years in high school, and I played a little basketball on the side in like a Y League kind of thing. It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. And it was like really like low key, like no pressure. So it was just kind of like just going out and hooping with a bunch of friends.
And you're a baseball guy, so do you have any superstitions?
Ooh, superstitions. Actually, before every like pitch, I'll tap the plate 3 times in a triangle, starting with away from me, in front of me, and then behind me. I don't know why I do it. I've been doing it since U-Trip, and it's just something I've always done. And I always have my hand up calling time to the umpire. Why I do it, no clue. It just stuck with me one day, and I have not done it since.
That's pretty good. We'll keep an eye out for that one in future games.
Most definitely. You probably will see it.
How about a role model in your life, somebody that you look up to, and how have they helped you?
Oh, most definitely. I'd say my dad. Really just growing up, always playing catch with him in the backyard or him teaching me the game of baseball, the game of football or anything. Really always having him to go to if I have any questions about anything that's going on in my life and being able to look up to him and seeing what he's done and being able to learn from that and also being able to probably do it a little bit better in my own way.
Do you have any siblings and how well do you guys get along?
I got a younger sister. Her name's Addie. She's going to be a junior this year at Norwalk. She's a pain sometimes, but we get along really well compared to, like, most siblings.
That's good, good. Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Ooh, so I am going to the University of Iowa, so go Hawks all day. But here's the thing, I'll cheer for the Cyclones if they're not playing Iowa or UNI. Those are my two non-negotiables. Outside of that, I'll cheer for Iowa State, but Iowa all day, no doubt.
I'm with you on that one. Let's see, how about favorite pro sports team, whether that's baseball or another sport?
All right, so pro baseball, go Cubs. All day, Cubs. I loved watching Dexter Fowler play, especially in 2016 when he dominated in the postseason. So much fun to watch. And then pro football, I'm a Giants fan. So Eli Manning, Lawrence Taylor, Michael Strahan, like those kind of guys. Oh, just hopefully we have a better season this year.
And then how about best vacation you've ever been to and what made it so great?
Ooh, okay. So I like the vacations where like I just get to spend a bunch of time with my family. Like I don't like road trips though, even though that's like so much family time, but we took like a trip down to Florida, Captiva Island, before it was hit by a hurricane, and amazing time. Like we had so much good food, so much time to spend with my family, and played some pretty good golf down there too, which I guess, you know, who knows, maybe after baseball season's done, maybe I might take up golf. We'll see what it goes there.
All right, sounds good. Any pets in the family, and tell us about those.
I got one little dog, Zoe. She's about an 8-pound ball of fur that is like the biggest ball of energy that you'll probably ever meet. If you like walk within like a block of my house, you'll probably hear her barking at you because she senses you're there.
What's your most prized possession?
Oh, most prized possession. Ooh, I'd say probably like, I have a TJ Hawkinson signed football helmet. So like, I think that's really, really cool because I was a big fan of TJ Hawkinson when he went through Iowa and I actually got to see him play a little bit in high school because they played Norwalk a few times and he dominated against us. Had like 200 yards or something like that. I don't know. It's just I've always been a fan of TJ. Having a signed helmet by him was something really cool for me.
Awesome. How about a go-to midnight snack?
Oh, go-to midnight snack? All right, peanut butter M&Ms. Let me tell you, they're the best M&Ms ever. And like, if you want to argue with me, that is completely fine. I have a very good argument made for this. They're like the Reese's. Like, it's like a normal Reese's, but like smaller and better, if that's possible.
I like all of them, so, you know, I wouldn't argue with you. What's the scariest thing you've ever done or that's happened to you?
Dang, that's actually a really good one. Parasailing down in Florida was really scary, especially like coming back down, like just like the fear of like not knowing what's going to happen completely. And then I'm also terrified of heights. So like going, when I went to New York, when I saw New York and like going up to like the top of the, what building is it? I don't know. I can't remember what building. Then just looking out was really cool. But then like looking down, scary as I'll get out. Was freaking out over that one. So probably has something to do with heights or parasailing.
All right. We're almost out of time. I just got one more for you. Which famous person in history would you want to spend the day with?
Spend the day with a famous person in history. Ooh. I'd probably pick a football guy. He's still alive, so I pick Barry Sanders. I just feel like spending like the time with like a football player that was like dominant in their time would be just so cool. Like just being able to like learn from them and like how they train and everything like that. I just think that'd be like next level cool.
So I assume you've seen a lot of highlights because you're a little young to have watched him.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen so many Barry Sanders highlights. Like that's my dad's team. Like my dad's a Lions fan, I'm a Giants fan, so watching Barry Sanders highlights was a lot growing up. Like I saw all kinds of his highlights. You'd be like, oh, Aiden, check out this play or something like that.
All right, Aiden, that's all the time we have today. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.